Day 12. Hi again. What about your reward? Do you deserve one? Let's continue talking about how to stay young. One of our clients, Isabel, 24 years of age, had a very serious weight problem. She was 100 pounds or 45 kilos overweight. During the first 6 months, she used self-determination to lose weight. She wanted to lose weight badly, as her mother had died a few months previously with diabetes caused by her obesity. One day, she was looking at a program on TV concerning sugar. It stated that sugar was a poison that could easily become fatal. It was giving proof of this and stated that on average, each individual ate approximately 130 pounds or 58 kilos of sugar a year. Diseases caused by sugar were terrifying, and at the top of the list was diabetes, with its many complications, poor brain circulation with paralysis, poor heart circulation, coronary problems, gangrene, resulting in amputation. Her mother had to have two amputations before she died. Soon after the program had finished and her husband had left the room, she went into the kitchen. Making sure she was alone and that no one would interrupt her, she made a piece of toast which she covered with strawberry jam. Never before had she done that. Here's how she explained what had gone through her head. She said before the show she didn't even think of the sugar in her diet. She felt her diet was going well and she was very happy, but during the show she was repeating to herself all the time, "Sugar isn't good for me. You shouldn't eat any. Look what happened to your mother." But the thoughts were stronger than she was. She didn't know why, but she ate all the toast while she was talking to herself positively. She didn't even think of eating, but when she talked to herself negatively, as in she shouldn't eat any sugar, it is dangerous, she became negatively obsessed and went into hiding. Already feeling guilty for doing it, as long as you question your weight problem and talk negatively, your chances of success are almost non-existent. Until now, your way of talking to yourself could sound like this. I must lose weight. I must give up food that I like. I won't be able to go to my favourite restaurant. Nobody likes to lose or miss out on things if motivated by negatives. Only 5% of people will overcome their obesity problem. What we should say to succeed is, I don't lose anything. In fact, I gain something. John was 30 years old. He was 265 pounds or 120 kilos overweight on his first visit. He was enthusiastic and decided to follow a special diet. We noticed in his file that the following week he had lost 13 pounds, 5 kilos and expected to see a very happy man. But no, John was most unhappy. We asked him if he felt sick or nauseous, if he had a headache. He said he felt very well physically. So we asked him again why he was so unhappy. He said that he felt deprived. Deprived particularly of milk and ice cream, and he said he was thinking of quitting his diet. John told himself all week that it was awful to feel deprived of all the things he liked most. Are you feeling deprived of energy? Are you feeling deprived of self-confidence and self-esteem? Are you deprived of wearing the clothes you want to be able to wear? Are you deprived of health, personal satisfaction? While John was speaking and concentrating on the deprivations of the food that he imposed on himself, he was not asking himself the right questions. What is more important? Being deprived of milk and ice cream, or being deprived of being able to breathe normally, feeling energetic, looking well, wearing nice clothing, and being healthy?